mean forfeit? My team doesn't know the meaning of the word forfeit.
Look, High School Quiz Show has been on the air for 36 years. We are an institution. We've always had three players per team. We're not about to change that now.
But the bus broke down. It's not their fault that the bus broke down.
Well, then how did she get here if the bus broke down?
Well, she was driven over by...
Hey, Mr. Feeney. Look, we're smart.
Okay. We forfeit.
Boys, where do you go to high school?
Forfeit. I said we forfeit.
We go to, Hey, Corey, who's that guy?
What, the head in the hallway?
Yeah.
That's John Adams' head.
We go to John Adams' head high school.
Which is why we forfeit, you see.
Let's get him into makeup.
Oh, no. For the love of God, no.
And now back to High School Quiz Show with your host, Arthur Kendall.
Thank you, Mr. Prong. All right, teams. For 1 point, the region known as the Fertile Crescent lies between which two rivers? Yes. Miss Lawrence for John Adams.
He said fertile.
The answer is the Tigris and the Euphrates.
Yeah, nice track, Topanga.
Idiot.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah, you suck.
And with the score, Hamilton High 20 and John Adams High 1.
We will not be denied.
Mercifully take a break for these few kind words from our good sponsors at the World of Knowledge.
And we're off.
Will you look at that?
If you'll allow me to go on camera, I will apologize to your audience.
What are you kidding? I've never seen the audience in this show like this as long as I've worked here.
I don't understand.
Oh, I think I do. See, for the past 36 years, the teams have been composed of bookish academic types. See, but your team, they have a certain...
educational deficiency?
Yeah, well, I was going to say they're cute. They're fun to watch.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Brett McInerney with Oahu Beach Face Saver Pants.
Oh,
how are you?
Oh, hi. I think you're in the wrong studio.
No. I think I am in the right studio. You know, I like what you are doing with your show. If you're going to keep it this way, I think that Oahu Beach Face Savers may spend some advertising money.
Got it. Excuse me.
30 seconds.
Okay, look, I have worked very hard to be on this team. You two just happen to be here. So I would really appreciate it if you would stop pushing the buzzer just because you like the sound.
Okay, fine, Miss Smarty Pants. If you feel that you can do better than us, then the buzzer is yours. Sorry, last time.
10 seconds.
Here are the questions.
No, I already have them.
No, the new questions.
In 3, 2, 1.
And we're back with my favorite part of the program, the fast-paced, electrically charged lightning round where the questions are worth 2 points. And the category... was up. What does the X in X-Men stand for?
Oh, go ahead.
The X in X-Men stands for the mysterious gene factor, which manifests itself as a mutant ability, such as the healing factor of Wolverine or the ability to manipulate the weather in Storm. Dr. Matthews?
My esteemed colleague is correct, although he overlooks the amusing coincidence of the X in X-Men also standing for Professor Charles Xavier, the founder of the X-Men and the most powerful
mutant mind in the planet. Yes, that's exactly what I have.
Mom, Dad, you are now looking at the new champion of High School Quiz.
I thought you and Sean just went down to support Topanga.
We did, but we made it on the team. I hope you guys will come down next time we're on. Finally, someone understands my particular genius.
Whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean you're champion of the high school quiz? Don't they ask really tough questions?
Ha! Maybe for you.
watch High School Quiz Show when I was a kid. I remember all the contestants were really smart.
Are you asking me why Corey is on this show?
Yeah.
George?
We live in a random and chaotic universe.
It's Knowledge Fever. With the Knowledge Fever Brain Cell Dancers, your humble announcer, Milton Prong, and your host, Sweet Marty Kaye.
Okay, then. Welcome to the show that makes learning hip, hot, and happening. Wahoo Beach Face Savers presents Knowledge Fever. Our returning champions are in the house, so let's give it up for John Adams High School. And the challengers, three smart kids from some other school. Let's get down with the first round and the category. Oh, what a surprise, the lifeguards of Baywatch. I haven't...
Pamela Anderson plays sexy lifeguard C.J. Parker.
Sexy lifeguard C.J. Parker is correct for 1 million points. And with the score, John Adams High School, 1 million. And their future employers, zero. Let's pause for a few words from our sponsor, because that's the way the world works.
Covered with spots, you're looking real bad. You tried some creams, but you think you've been had. Girls only diss you, life is the pits. You could be the Mac if you didn't have this. Why?
My mom said I watch too much television.
Yeah, well, we're showing them.
Hey, guys, what are we showing them? I mean, we're answering questions about TV and comic book trivia. Does it really make us feel intelligent?
It is why we are the returning champions.
Yeah, let's get our priorities straight.
And we're back with round two.
So, between me and you, these John Adams kids, they're never going to lose, right?
Ren's the dog, Snippy's the cat, Rocco's a wallaby.
And for the bonus points, Honker Burger.
Is correct for 3 million points in the game.
And we'll be right back after this word from the man.
I don't understand what kind of audience they're trying to impress with this show.
Rocco's a wallaby. It's the stuff I don't know.
Now I get it.
Corey, just to add a little drama, before your answer, do you think you could mop your brow and scrunch up your face like you're not sure of the answer?
Yes. Like this?
Perfect. Okay. Sean, how about you flash in some of those thoughtful, pouty, sexy lips?
Thoughtful, pouty, sexy lips? What sense does that make?
I understand exactly. She means this.
Okay, and Topanga, let's see. Tomeka, let me see you tousle your hair and just flirt with that camera a little.
May I just say that I'm not really comfortable with all of this. I mean, before we had questions that required real knowledge, and sure, they were tough, but they made us think. And I thought that was the whole point of the show.
Well, the point of the show is to attract an audience. I suggest... you look at your audience.
It's good to be cool.
Invented the printing press, making the written word available to the masses. For the first time in history, the common man had access to the same information that used to be available only to the privileged few.
And who would you like me to make this out to, my darling?
Gentlemen, might I interrupt your press junket? There's some learning going on here.
Maybe you feel it's important to learn that Gutenberg invented the printing press, but... pop culture and these pouty lips have made me a star.
I'm going to try to put this as kindly as possible. The show has turned into a circus, and you three are driving the tiny car.
Look, Mr. Feeney, I'm proud that I knew that Krusty the Clown was the son of a rabbi.
I answered a real question, Mr. Feeney, about the Tigris and the Euphrates.
Miss Lawrence, I would never deny you your moment in the sun. But knowledge fever no longer has much to do with the kind of knowledge I would want you to absorb.
Mr. Feeney, look. Well, the show's proving that we're absorbing the right type of knowledge, right? I mean, that's why we're the champions.
Hold on. Champions of what, Mr. Matthews? Of a generation whose verbal and mathematical skills have sunk so low, when you have the highest level of technology at your fingertips? Gutenberg's generation thirsted for a new book every 6 months. Your generation gets a new web page every 6 seconds. And how do you use this technology? To beat King Koopa and save the princess. Shame on you. You deserve what you get. Sit down. Stay where you are. For the first time, I choose to walk out on you.
A Wallow Beach Face Saver Pants presents, huh, that's cool, with the Wallow Beach Dancers, yours truly, Milton Prong, and your stern but groovy mistress, Kiki. Let's hear it for Kiki.
But not much of a tan. Let him know how you feel about him. From right here in Philly, it's Einstein Academy. And now, our returning champions. Let's have an Oahu Beach welcome for Lips, Hair, and Brainiac 14.
Any questions for round one? Thank you, Big Gahana.
Johnny Adams, the Earth has one natural satellite. It's called the Moon. A single lunar phase takes 28 days to complete and involves phases such as the waning gibbous and the waxing gibbous. For 800 million points, the Moon. Where is it? That same moon, which John Adams so precisely located as to its exact position in the universe. That same moon, what does it weigh?
The exact weight of the moon is 81 quintillion tons.
I'm sure it is. However, it's not exactly the answer we're looking for. John Adams?
It doesn't weigh anything, because... Well, if it did, it would fall on us.
Right. Yeah. They were right, and you were wrong, which can only mean one thing. Audience?
Subordinates!
Huh, that's cool. We'll be right back. Hey, kids, this is Brett McInerney. He's our sponsor. He has some great news.
You know, because of your commitment to education, this show now reaches 4 times as many kids as it used to.
That's right, which means that, that's cool, is going to need even more of a commitment from you.
Oh, well, that's great. What do we have to do?
Yeah, I just miss a couple days of school.
How many days?
6 weeks.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're going to go on location in Oahu.
Columbus, Oahu?
I don't think I can go.
Excuse me?
6 weeks from school, we have finals coming up. My grades have been suffering as it is.
Yeah, Miss Kellyback, you know, we're having fun and everything, but do you think we could think about it? That's okay?
Oh, yeah, oh, you should definitely think about it. But I also want you to think about how you have become scholastic role models for millions of kids out there.
So let's get in the bathing suits and let's get ready for round two, huh?
Brainiac, I suppose it's too much to hope that you've prepared for tomorrow's class.
Gutenberg invented his printing press in 1450 and made knowledge available to the mass culture who could now communicate about shared literary experiences.
Hmm.
Please don't tell anyone I know that.
Corey and Sean and I have discussed it, and we think that you should ask us some intelligent questions, too.
Why? Whatever for?
So there could be some educational value on the show.
Like there used to be.
Oh, okay. Darling, here's some educational value. See, no one watched the show when we asked intelligent questions. Now they watch the show, so I think we're doing the right thing, okay?
Yeah, but don't you think we should do a smart show if so many kids watch?
This is an outrageous star demand. Is this the thanks I get for making you famous?
Actually, nobody recognizes me without my brain head.
So all three of you feel like this. Sean? Sean? Come on, you're a good-looking guy. Who cares what kind of questions we ask or what you know, as long as you come off looking cute, popular, and you win?
I have to think about that.
Okay, you do that. In any case, we were prepared for this.
What do you think she meant by that?
Hey, it's hot. It's steamy. It's Oahu Beach. And now here's the woman who put the O in Oahu. Here's Kiki.
Let's have a Kiki Wiki welcome for our returning champions, Hair, Lips, and Brainiac 14.
There's not going to be any trouble, are there?
I've already taken care of.
And now, some very special challengers from Malibu, California.
What?
Here's Viper Jones, Supergirl, and Moondoggy. Dramatic. Here we are with one final question, and the score is tied at 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
Lips. You care who wins?
Good-looking kids versus good-looking kids. This is good TV.
Okay, Lips. Answer correctly and you win again. Blow it. And Malibu becomes the new champions and get a trillion million points. So, for the whole enchilada, who invented the printing press and made the written word available to the masses for the first time in history? We need an answer, Lips. Time's up, Lips. So what's it gonna be?
I don't know. I don't really know anything. I'm just cute and fun to watch.
Miss Lawrence.
Mr. Matthews, Mr. Hunter. You're early for my class. Why are you early for my class? Mr. Hunter.
Johann Gutenberg. Gutenberg invented the printing press in 1450.
Yes, I believe I taught you that. Mr. Matthews.
Can you teach us something else? It's too bad we lost.
Hey, at least we got this lovely home version of the show.
Wait a second, where are the dancers?
No, they couldn't get them into the box, honey.
Okay, I'll be Kiki. Aloha! For a zillion points. Milk, where does it come from?
Cows?
Is right, but not the answer we're looking for. Boys?
A carton.
More specific.
A milk carton.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Kids win, parents lose.
You know what that means.
Samoans! Boy, 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 boy,